congressional delegation in Kyiv. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi making a surprise visit to Kyiv Sunday, meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Speaker Pelosi reaffirming the U.S.'s support of Ukraine. She was joined by U.S. Representatives Jason Crow, Adam Schiff, and Jim McGovern. In his nightly address Saturday, President Zelensky saying that the Russian military was in the process of gaining reinforcement for new attacks on the eastern part of Ukraine. President Zelensky adding that Russia's forces have suffered major losses since the invasion began, and that Russia is now forced to recruit new people with little motivation or combat experience. Meanwhile, the U.S. is closely watching Russia while it prepares to commemorate Victory Day.
Next month, the Russians on May 9th are going to mark Victory Day. This commemorates when the Nazis in 1944 signed a surrender agreement. There's a lot of concern from Western intelligence officials that this date could be used by Russian President Putin to launch a wider invasion into this country. Already, you hear a lot in the state media in Moscow about what a special operation looks like from the perspective of Russian forces, but they have stopped short of calling this a full war with Ukraine.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. After a two-year absence due to COVID, the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner taking place Saturday night. President Biden making light of his low approval ratings.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
A mass shooting at the Mudbugs Festival in Mississippi Saturday night, killing one person and injuring several others. An officer-involved shooting investigation is underway. Two people have been taken in for questioning. Country music legend Naomi Judd died Saturday at the age of 76. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Law enforcement in California making progress in handling the state's retail crime wave.
California AG Rob Bonta announced that two leaders in a statewide organized retail theft ring that spanned nine counties were arrested and prosecuted, along with two other suspects. Their group is accused of stealing more than $1 million in jewelry from multiple retailers, including JCPenney and Sam's Club stores. This announcement came a day after another suspect was arrested for robbing a man at gunpoint in broad daylight at the upscale Beverly Center, which borders Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, terrifying shoppers.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. A major split taking place in the United Methodist Church.
A breakaway Methodist denomination, the Global Methodist Church, will officially exist as of Sunday. Leaders of that new branch saying they're upset with liberal Methodists defying longtime bans on same-sex marriage and openly gay clergy members. The Methodist Church's Council of Bishops ending a five-day meeting Friday, admitting to that inevitable breakup. Bishop Thomas Bickerton, the council's new president, saying the Methodist Church is not interested in continuing, quote, sexism, racism, homophobia, irrelevancy, and decline. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The second round of the NBA playoffs beginning Sunday. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the report.
The Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks open their best of seven in the Eastern Conference semifinals today as the Celtics, fresh off a sweep of the Brooklyn Nets, brace to battle the champs. Jason Tatum on squaring off against Milwaukee.
They've been there before. They've got the job done, so obviously it was going to be a great challenge.
The Bucks needed five games to best the Chicago Bulls in the opening round, and Giannis Antetokounmpo says his crew needs to keep their wits about them against Boston.
We knew what we had to do. We had to be desperate. We had to go out there and compete at a high level, pay attention to detail as much as possible.
Tip-off in the series opener for the Celtics and Bucks set for 1 p.m. Eastern.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.